Okay, today's daf is Menachas Daf Mem Zayin, and we are on Mem Vav Maveis. A couple lines up for the bottom, Rava Amar we will start with, but just one Hosafa from yesterday that I did not get a chance to do. Yesterday we brought the Machlokas Tanoim from the Mishnah in Shkalim. We're talking about when the bread, the Shtei Lechem, is brought by itself. What's the halacha? Is it eaten or not on a daraisa level? So we had a machlokas between Rabbah and Rav Yosef. Rabbah said that on the fifth wide line, la'achila asyin mi daraisa, it should be eaten. But gzeira, that the following year you might actually have kvasim, but one might get confused and say, well, last year I was able to eat the breads without the kvasim, so too here. So gzeira d'rabana, what is allowed to eat the breads? That was Rabbah. On a daraisa level, it's mutter, but midrabana, we say it's asr. Rav Yosef said the opposite. Rav Yosef says, really, midaraisa, it should be nisraf. Why? Because ein surf and kach should be yantav. That was the machlokas that we had interpreting the shita that said, even if you bring the breads by itself, Rabbi Akiva, what would be the halacha? So we're going to get to Rava, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of minutes as well. But Rava's raya, that la'achila asyin, was the Mishnah in Maseches Shkalim. How do I know? Because the Mishnah in Shkalim has a machlokas between Ben Bukhri and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. What is the halacha of Kohanim and the Machzaz HaShekel? Ben Bukhri said that a Kohen is not chayev to participate in the Machzaz HaShekel. If he does, okay, he's not sinning. But he does not have to participate in the Machzaz HaShekel. Why? Because he is not included. He wasn't nifkad in the same way as the rest of Klal Yisrael. Rashi, Kohanim lo nifkadu. So therefore, they are not included in the Machzaz HaShekel. Tosfos earlier on Daf Chafalev said maybe this applies to Kohanim and Levim, not just Kohanim, but Levim as well. That's a Machlokas Rishonim. The Ramban is not so convinced of that in Parshas Kisisa. What about other Pturim? So we know Kohanim is a Machlokas Tanoim. What about Levim? What about women? So says Rabbi Kiva Eger in a Tshuva in Madura Kama Simen Tes, he says, the context is davening. Says the Rabbi Kiva Eger, do women have to daven musaf? That's his question. So according to many poskim, we'll start with the beginning. The Magen Avraham, not the beginning, but going back a little further. Magen Avraham holds that women, why he's bothered why women don't daven the standard tefillos. He says, well, once they say Eza Bakasha, Samach Lekima, once they say a little bit of a tefillah in the morning, so they're kind of Yotze. So that's the Magen Avraham Pshita, the Yotze with Moda'ani, the Yotze with a couple of Bakashas in the morning. That's the day. But again, others say that maybe that's not correct, because the structure that the Rambam says for tefillah is Shevach Bakasha Hoda'a. That's Ma'akev, even if the other details of tefillah are not Ma'akev. So that's not good enough just to say Eza Bakasha, Samach Lamoda'ani. So we may have to daven, let's say Shachris, Mincha, according to the Mishnah Berurah. But what about more than that? What about Musaf? That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's Tshuva, where he says, Lech'ora, Nira, the Nashim Peturas Bitfilas Musaf. I think women are Peturas from Musaf. Why? Kiva, the Nashim Lohayu Shoklos. Elam Chelik Bekarban Asibur. Musaf is not Rachami, like the other Tfilas are. The Gemara in Bracha says that all the other Tfilas are Rachami, and that's why women are obligated. But Musaf is not Rachami. Musaf is Keneged, the Karban Musaf, Shel Tzibur. And that comes from the Machzaz HaShekel. Therefore, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, because women do not participate in the Machzaz HaShekel, so that's why they don't have to daven Musaf. And he says, V'chein, Mashma, B'tshuvas, B'samim Rosh. So too in the tshuvas of the Besamim Rosh, the whole controversy, who was the Besamim Rosh, people thought it was the Rosh, and then it came out that it was really a fake, someone much later. But either way, Rabbi Kiva Eger says it. Kiva Eger says it in Simon test. Good. What's the kasha on the Rabbi Kiva Eger that many Achronim ask? So anyone who did not participate in the Machzaz HaShekel is Pater from Musaf. So what about the Kohanim? What about our Mishnah? Right, Kohanim don't have to get Machzaz HaShekel. According to Ben Bukhri, the Kohanim are pater for Machzaz HaShekel. They don't have to daven Musaf? Right, is that what you're going to say? Rabbi Yitzchak Al-Khanan, in the Be'er Yitzchak, in our Chaim Simon Chaf, Atu Kohanim Levim, Viktanim, Pechusin Biber Chaf, right, less than 20 years old. Until 20, you don't have to daven Musaf? Can leave shul after laning? Right, that's Yipatu Mimusaf. The after name of the Ketanim Shaini to Asolal Chiyuva. Even if you want to say, oh, Ketanim are different because at least beside the mitzvah of Chinuch, they're going to be Chayev after age 20. So therefore, so too they should daven before. And no, what about Kohanim? What about Levim? It must be, says Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, it must be that's not dependent on Shkalim. Ela al karchach muchach de ein tfilas hamosav talui b'shkalim klal. It must be it's not connected. V'imkein ein shayach lahaktam tfila. Well, the context is talking about Musaf versus Mincha in terms of which comes first. But he says, I think women are obligated, and I think Kohanim are obligated. V'chein muchach misimas aposkim. D'nashim chayavas betfila, v'lochilku bein Musaf l'shar tfilas. The earlier sources that talk about davening and chiyav nashim do not distinguish between Musaf and the other tfilas. So, what would Rabbi Akiva answer? You have to make some type of distinction between Kohanim and Leviim, if they're included, and women, right? Even if you don't participate in the Machzor Shekel, maybe there's a difference between how mufka a person is from the Machzor Shekel. Maybe the Stipler in Zvachim and Siman Dalet says maybe there's a difference between the two, between Kohanim and Leviim and women, even though they're both pater from Shkalim. Deniret, the mitzvah hakrovas karbanos hatzibur, umitzvah Shkalim, shrein yonim ninu, the chiyuv hakrovas Karban Tzibur, Ramya al Kol HaTzibur, Ubechlolam, Gama Kohanim Alevim. The Chiyuv to give the Karban Tzibur is Chal on all men. Even the Kohanim Alevim, even though they didn't participate in giving the money towards the Karban Tzibur, the Chiyuv to bring them is upon them. The Ilu Yitzuyar, Shashkolam Eina Maspikim Le Karban HaTzibur, let's say you didn't have enough money collected from the Shkolam to give the Tzibur, the carbon of Tzibur, via Tzibur diskakim likvos l'tzorach mitzvahs ha-karbanos, and the Tzibur had to give more, efshar shebazeh ha'yim u'chuyavim gam ha-kohanim ha-levim. It could be kohanim ha-levim would have to give to try to make up the difference. Da'akol Yisrael ram yechiyav ha-karbanos ha-karbas karbanos ha-chova. V'din shkalim inyanacherhu. Shkalim is a separate din, it's a separate chiyav per se, besides participating that you're going to give towards the carbon of Tzibur. But there's a chiyuv to give, period. Even if there's going to be enough money without yours. Shafilu k'sheish b'lishka mos harbe. Hamaspik l'chol karbanas hashana mikol makom chova al kol echad laseitz machzah shakel. Kidei shei karbat tzibur mimos shalo. U'mechiv zeh padarachman ez hakonim alavim. Dein tzorach shei ha karbat tzibur mimamonam. But the ikar mitzvah, they're included in it. Right? Unlike women, who aren't included in either. They're not included in the chiyuv of the machzah shekel, and they're also not obligated in making sure that the carbon is brought. And therefore, that's why they would be different, and that's why maybe Rabbi Baker would say they would be pater from Musaf. Unlike the Kohanim Leviim, who are included in the carbon tzibur, just not in the machzah shekel part of the carbon tzibur, and therefore it would be different. And there are others, other chilukim, but either way, this is that halacha. Halacha l'maisa, what do we say about the Musaf? And women, so that's the machlokas. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in Siman Kufav the machlokas haposkim. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says they're potter. The Noda Behuda also says they're potter. They're allowed to, says the Noda Behuda. The Tzlach in the Mesechas Brachos Nafchavav. He says Nir Lani Asati Rishus Biyadam. They're allowed to, even according to the Mechaber, even according to the Rambam, who says that women are not allowed to make brachas on Zman Grama, but Musaf they are allowed to daven. Afil Dasa Rambam says the Tzlach. V'idasa Mechaber. Shenashem lo yivarcha mitzvah asei, shesman grama, mikol makom nirol efiyad es daiti, shemodea Mechaber, shechol nispal tefilas Musaf. Why? Because the reason is, v'tzivanu. V'ari lo nitztavu, rakshem mekayim bos meyatzman. V'zeh shayach b'rechaz ha-mitzvos. By tefilah, you don't say the word v'tzivanu. So therefore, that's not going to be a problem, and therefore, one is allowed to daven. Okay. But that's the machlokas, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the machlokas, the tzlach and the magen giborim, whether they're chayavos or pturos, but even the tzlach says that they count, even if they would be pturos. Okay, just one of suffer from yesterday in terms of the machlokas ben Bukhri and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Okay, let's continue now towards the bottom, Rava Amar. Rava Amar, four lines up, La Achila Asyid. Rava goes back and holds like Rabba. When Machlokas Rabba and Rav Yosef, so now Rava says, I agree that the Shtei HaLechem, that is brought by itself, because you don't have the Kivsei Atzeres. So, really, on a Daraisa level, it should be eaten. Should be able to eat it. V'gzeira Mishum de Rabba. And I think it's Asur de Rabbanan. But for Lav Mitaimei. I don't think it's for the same reason that Rabbah said. Right? Rabbah said the reason from the Mishnah in Shkalim. As we just said, the diuk from the Mishnah in Shkalim that the Kohanim would say, well, last year, right, the Mishnah in Shkalim, because the Kohanim said, well, if we're able to eat it, it must be that we don't have to participate. Because by a Minchas Kohen, it's Khalil Tiyah, and it's totally burned on the Mizbeach. So, if they participate, so then it must be that they're going to say to themselves that they don't have to give. Okay, but Rava says that's not the reason. There's a different reason. Ella Mikra. But from a Pasuk. V'yamar Rava Mina Minala. Which Pasuk? Where do I see that the, on a Daraisa level, it should be able to be eaten? Right, that was the Mishnah Shkalim, that on a Torah level is able to be eaten. There's a Gzerah, the same Gzerah, Rava agrees with Rava, but just a different source from the Torah, why it should be able to be eaten. Dechsev, because the Pasuk says, as we read yesterday, Mimosh Voseichem, Taviyu Lechem Tenufa, Vigomer Bikurim Lashem. From your Moshavos, you shall bring the Tenufa Bikurim Lashem. Right, so it's called Bikurim. Mikros Gedolos on, Vayikra. Ma bikurim bifnei atzman, afshdi alechem bifnei atzman. So too, just like bikurim are brought by themselves, right? The first fruits of the Shiva Saminim, bikurim are only the Shiva Saminim, just like bikurim are by themselves, so too the shdi alechem are brought by themselves. Umina, and once you have that comparison, and we compare it one step further. Ma bikurim la'achila, afshdi alechem nami la'achila. Just like bikurim are brought are eaten on a daraisa level, right? So you bring it and you eat it, you give it to the Kohanim. Av shtei alechem nami la'achila. So too the shtei alechem. So the shtei alechem, as we know, is also one of the few karbanos that are chametz. We have the karban toda that's chametz, and we have the shtei alechem that's also chametz. We know there's usually a separate issa daraisa of bringing chametz in the mizbeach, right? We have the Pasuk, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yin Aleph, and Vayikra, Kol HaMidcha Shei Takriv LaHashem Lo Seaseh Chametz, Ki Kol Sa'ar V'Chol Dvash Lo Saktiru Mimenu Yishel HaShem. Right, not allowed to have yeast or any leavening agent. Except for, the Torah says, Karban Reishis Takrivuk Osam LaHashem V'Lam Ezbech Lo Yalo L'Rech Lichoach. Only Karban Reishis. What's Karban Reishis? That's what we're talking about here. Rashi says there, Beis Yud Beis, Ma Yesh L'Havi Minasar Min Advash. What are the only exceptions to the rule? Karban Reishis, Shtei Halechem Shel Atzeres, Haboy Min HaSa'or. The Shtei Halechem of Shavuos that we're talking about, that comes from the Sa'or, Shenomar Chametz Te'afena, Ubikurim Min HaDvash. Kimo Bikurei Te'inivit Tmarim. Right, we know Dvash in the Torah means date honey. Doesn't mean bee honey. So when it says, you're not allowed to bring Chametz and Sa'or and Dvash, so the exceptions are both of them right here. The two that are listed right here, right now, Shtei Alechem, has learned that from Bikurim. So those are the two exceptions to the rule that the Torah says. If you look at the Klei Yakar on that Pasuk discusses why Dafka those two. Why could the Shtei Alechem and the Bikurim, why are those two the only ones that could be brought from Chametz? Bir Hadvarim. Ki kol Adam yesh lo taiva lakol chemdas ha'olam hazeh. Right, we all have taivas for Gashmias. Hamachunim bedvash. Right, Gashmias is called Dvash because it's very sweet. Kimosha Dvash Batok Lachech Uribuyo Mazik. Just like honey is sweet, but too much of it is not good. Ka kol chemdos olamazeh, hemechrechiyim ribuyo mazik. So to all chemdos olamazeh is a little bit, is okay, but too much is not okay. Vizos ha'esa ha'yutza. Shishtamish ha'am ha'adam m'muchrachos v'ha'mosar yacharim. This is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to use a little bit, but not too much. So, what does that mean here? Vasa'or, meaning, so generally you're not allowed to have dvash, you're not allowed to have chametz because it's the sor shebe isa, and it's the, it's symbolizing the too much of the gashmias. So when, which two? And he quotes the Sar of the Eight Sahara, like the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Ritzonein Lassas Besoncha, Elosh Sar Shabisa Ma'akev. Fine. Ubeiz Elu Hechrechiyim Lumitzias Adam. But you need a little bit. We need a little bit of Gashmias in our life. Right, we need a little bit of Sa'or Shebi Isa, a little bit of Yetzahara, right? Like Gemara Sanhedrin, right? They try to destroy the Yetzahara for Arayos, and the world couldn't function. So Kiyim Lo Yishtamish B'tzracha V'Chrechichiyim Amchunim B'tvash Yamus V'Lo Yichyeh V'Chulu. So what do you need it for? When can you use it? Ubeiz Elu Kodmin Bizman Eleisek Katorav Amitzvos Kilo Yachal Tchilat Kerach In Ki im lo yochal tchila kemach ein Torah. Avaleisa gatara reishas b'machshava u'b'mala v'chulu. And therefore, he didn't get to the answer yet. So what is symbolized by the shtei halechem and by the bikurim? He says, they cannot be used themselves. But if I temper it with shtei halechem, which is brought on Shavuos, which is the Torah, right? If I temper it with the Torah, and I sanctify all of it with the Torah, so then it is okay. Vabikurim, boim and advash, keep as much, eating al Hashem, rachis, priad maso, mikom achoshe yachel, oz yocha kol yam of chulin, shenas al taras hakodesh. Right, if the first fruit, the first dvash that I take, I give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that also will remind me to always use it properly and realize that it's all part of my Avodas Hashem. So that is why Dafka, the Bikurim, which is the first going to Hashem, and the Shealachim, which is brought on Shavuos, those are the two that are safe, so to speak, to be able to have Tvash and Sa'ar. And in this line of the Gemara put them together. The Gemara learned Shtei Alechem from Bikurim. Good. Tanu Rabbanan, we continue. Kivsei Atzeres. Ein Mekachim es Halechem ela Mishchito. Right, we alluded to this already on the yesterday's daf. The Kivsei Atzeres, as we already learned in the Limudim, that even though there were many karbanas that were brought along with the Shtei Alechem, only the Kivsei Atzeres, the sheep that were brought as Shlamim, as Shalmei Tzibur, they were the only ones that had the special connection to these breads, separate from all the other karbanas that were brought and that were mentioned in Pasha's Emor. Tafka, these two. So the Gemara says, at what point is the special connection created? So the shchita of the Kivsei Atzeres sanctifies the lechem with full kedusha saguf. Ketzad. So what does that mean? Meaning it has kedusha beforehand, and right? I makdish it. I makdish the flour, and it comes from the something already belonging to the base of mikdash. But that's only kedushas damim. But a makachin of the lechem with kedusha saguf only with shchita. Ketzad shachdan lishman v'zarag daman lishman. If you do what you're supposed to do, I do the shchita and the zrika lishma for the shtei alechem. So then kiddush alechem, then the lechem is miskadesh. Shachdan shelolishman v'zarak daman shelolishman lo kiddush alechem. If I do everything shelolishma, then the lechem does not become kedusha. Even if I might want to say that the carbon is kosher, as we know, shelolishma is kosher for all the Baal Moshem Chova. It doesn't count to fulfill the Chiyuv, but the Lechem is not going to be sanctified. Rashi says that in Maseches Psachim, a little bit clearer than here. Rashi says there, in Psachim, Yud Gimel Mabez, where this line is mentioned, you can only sanctify the bread if you have a carbon that's called the Shtei Halech, the Kivsei Atzeres. If it's Shalol Lishma, that is kosher, but it does not count as the Kivsei Atzeres. That's why it's not going to sanctify the breads. Rashi says there, right, what's gonna sanctify the breads if these weren't called the Kivsei Atzeres? So that is why they are not sanctified in that case. What about if you have a split? Shachtan lishman v'zarak daman shelo lishman. I did the shechita properly, but not the zrika. And really, the Brisa says that the shchita is what's critical. What if you do this rika shlo lishma? So that's a machlokas. Halechem kadosh ve'eno kadosh divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says it's somewhat kadosh. Kadosh ve'eno kadosh. We'll have to see what that means. Machlokas amora what Rebbe meant. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, la'olam eino kadosh, ashe yishcho lishman, v'yizrok dam lishman. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon argues. He says, no, it's not just shchita. It's zrika as well. You need the shchita and the zrika lishma. You need them both lishma in order to sanctify the breads. And therefore, in this case, it is not kadosh. It's not like Rebbe, which says it's partially kadosh. It is not kadosh, because you didn't do the shchita and the zrika lishma. The bread is not niskadesh. There's a question in the Achronim, Lamdus. According to the Rebbe of Shimon, is it that the zrika is the key and not the shchita? Right? The shchita maybe is a tnai, but the zrika is makadeshit? Or are they both Makadishit? From the language of the Gemara, it sounds like both. The simple interpretation. It's not Kadosh until you do the Shechita and the Zrika Lishma. You can read that as Shechita is a requirement, but Zrika is the real Makadish. You might read it like that, But that's a question. Whether Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon needs both as requirements for the Makadesh, or just both physically, but only one is a Makadesh and one is a Tanai. So that's a machlokas, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rebbe. My time at the Rebbe. What's the reason that Rebbe says it's just Shechita? Dichsiv, because it says by Nazir. Remember, we're comparing all three, these Dafim, the three carbonos that are brought with breads, the Toda, the El Nazir, and the Shtei Alechem. Dichsiv, Vesha'ayel Yaseh Zevach Shlamim Lashem Al Salamatzos. So the word Zevach means Shechita, it's Lashon Shechita. Lameimer, the Shechita Bakatsha. That's Rebbe. So he says it by El Nazir, but we can use it by here as well. Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, what does he do with that pasuk? Ya'aseh. Ya'aseh is a more inclusive word. Asha Ya'aseh, kol asiyosaf, until you do all the asiyos, including the Zrika. For Rebbe Nami Oksiv Ya'aseh, doesn't it also say Ya'aseh? So what does he do with that? So Iksiv Zevach Ya'aseh, if it said Zevach and then Ya'aseh, Kidaka Amrit, so then it's like what you said, it would be more inclusive, the Ya'aseh would mean even the Zrika. Hasha Dechsiv Ya'aseh Zevach, B'ma Ya'aseh B'Zvicha. So we say, no, what does the Ya'aseh mean? It means B'Zvicha, that's why only Shechita is required. So that's the source of Rebbe, and what Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon does with the source. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Haksiv Zevach. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who says you also need Zrika, but doesn't he also say, what does he do with the pasuk of Zevach, which seems to focus on the Shechita? What do you mean he also says Zrika? Hahumi boy lelikid Rabbi Yochanan. Tam Rabbi Yochanan, hakamodim shetzorach shei lechem bishas Shechita. The lechem still has to be existent at the time of the Shechita. Right, it's not niskadesh until the Zrika, but it has to be existed at the time of the Shechita. Right, so that line also, related to the question we just asked before, it has to exist by the Shechita. Is that because the Shechita also plays a role in the Kiddush, or is it just a Tnai that has to be there, but the Kiddush is the Zrika? Okay, it's still a question. Period, stop there for a moment. Tosfos on top. Tosfos says, we know from elsewhere that Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon holds like his father, kol ha'omed lizrok kizarek dami. Ask Tosfos then. Reb Elazar Reb Shimon requires Zrika, but why should we say that a Zrika Shelo Lishma ruins it? When it's Omed Lizrok, it's Ki'ilu Zarek Dami already. And therefore we should say, it's good. Right after the Shechit is done, it's Omed Lizrok, so you should say it works. Tema Es Tosfos, Lama Li Zrika, Haperakama De Psachim Askinon, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Savala Kavua, Dabar Kol Omed Lizrok Zarek Dami. Tosfos gives two amazing answers. Tosfos' first answer, Tiris Vriva. The Riva says, yes, that's true, but you ruined it. You ruined it. Kala ome lizro kizarek dami, but then, if you do a zrika shalol lishma, that's posel. That ruins it. That makes it, Tosfos' lashon is, that makes it into a different karbon. And therefore, fine, before you did anything, maybe you could say ki'ilu et zarek, but once you do it shalol lishma, that ruins it. That's the first answer of Tosfos. Zrika shalol lishma guria midish pachdan. That's worse than just the blood spilling, where you didn't ruin it. And then Tosfos says, why is it different? And it says towards the end of Tosfos, yesh l'chalek, to shalol lishma oker ha'karban v'oseyu karban acher. Important lashon for like the beginning of Zvachim Sugyas. But that is all answer number one of Tosfos. Even though you say kolami lizrok, here you ruined it. Answer number two of Tosfos is inachinami. Inachinami. Inami hacha nami boy lameimar v'yehe roi lizrika. Really, all he needs is v'yehe roi lizrika. And once you would have had roi lizrika, so then that would be good enough. What exactly is Tosfos? How does he read the Gemara? So look at the Rashidim Kabat says, os lamid. The Yizrok Dahacha Ratzalomar Viyakabel Shenire Lizrika. Right? So therefore what is he saying? How does he read the Gemara? Right? The lashon is that what if you did a Zrika Shalol Lishma? Maybe Tosfos is trying to read that as it would be okay. Right? As long as you had a Kabbalas Hadam appropriate. Maybe the problem how you read the Gemara here is it means he had a Kabbalah that was Shalol Lishma. And then it was never Roy Lizrika. But either way, Tosfos has two days here, whether this principle would apply. The Brisker Rav here, he says, understand, even according to Tosfos' Kasha, even sometimes something that's ra'ui, and what's the whole principle of kala royal anything, ki'ilu, it's already done. We allow future ability to do something to create a present status. But you're not going to say that when you actually need an action to sanctify.
It's a very big chiddush what Tosfos is saying here, that to apply that here. Kol omei lizra kazarik dami, so why do you ever need to do zrikas adam? So you should never have to do zrika, because it's always kol omei lizra. Of course, it's one of the dalon avodos. Kol omei lizra means in terms of certain statuses, but whenever you need an action, it's very difficult to say kol omei lizra. So the Brisker Rav just finds difficulty with Tosfos is all kasha and his application of that principle to our sugya. He says, the kushasam sarach iyun. Sometimes you need a physical action, right? Even if you can have a status to apply kol omei lizrok, to say, to apply to hilchas kinyanim or to other areas of halacha. Fine, I would say, what's something called in terms of a shvua? Is it called karkor metaltalim when you have kola omeid libatzer kibatzer dami? Right? You have grapes that are ready to be cut, to harvested. So what is it considered? So there's no action that's required to be done. Here there's a mitzvah. It's part of the avoda. So it's a big chiddush for Tosfos, but Tosfos applies it. Tosfos applies it here, and it's a chiddush gadol that they do that. That principle of kola omeid lizrok, though, as we know, applies in many areas of halacha. There are many areas of halacha where we say a future action creates and could affect the present status. But kola omeid, just that itself, applies in 10 different contexts in halacha. Kola omeid liftos kapadu dami, right? If it's omeid to be poda. Kola omeid lizro kazarak dami. Kola omeid ligazes kigazes dami, in terms of being sheared. Kola omeid lisrof kisarif dami, right? In terms of a mitzvah sreifa, kolomi lechatech kechotech dami, anavim omdos libatzer. Right, but then we have other halachos, interesting, that are similar, but you don't use those words. Kituze mechta shiure, right, by esrog, loiluv an esrog. If it's going to be burned, we consider it as if it doesn't have a shear in the present form, because it's kituze mechta shiure, the principle of hoel that's used on yantif. Erev Tavshilin is allowed. Why? Isn't it Issa Daraisa to cook for after Yantif? Right? If I don't need anything, Hoil v'yichazi la'archim. Since guests might come, so even right now it's considered as if guests are coming. Again, a future possibility impacting present status. And of course, one of the more famous ones, Brera. What's Brera? A future clarification, being able to see the roots of that in the past. These are all different, but all Shas topics that have to do with a future event impacting a past Lumafreya. Shtar ha'omei ligvos kugavidami. Machlok v'sharam besilal. In Meseches Asota. Even, so in the Sefer Chakiras, you can ask, Yeish Shalomidas. What's Yeish Shalomidas? I know Yeish is going to happen when he finds out that he lost it, so maybe I could consider it as if it already happened. Again, a future event trying to impact a present status. Matanos shlo hermu kamosha hermu damyan. Matanos, you didn't take off the matanos yet of the Zerah L'chaim and the Keva. It's kamisha hermu damyan. Right? All of these connect to a future point. What about the past? A zika, right? In the Sefer Chakiras, it connects. What's a zika? By yibum. A future yibum or a chalitza impacts right now, creates. That one's a little bit different, but you might see it in this world. But again, all the other ones. Labrera, Yesh Lamidas, Hazmana Milsa. Hazmana, because I prepared this to use as something, so right now it already has a status. Right? Or Hazmana for Tachrichin, or Hazmana for anything. Hoel, again, all of these are similar to the Kola Omeid, even though, again, each one has its own inner workings, but it's fascinating to think how many principles in Halacha have to do with a future event impacts present status. And just to the Dvar Agada of the day, because we're out of those sugyas. Again, future event impacting, that's the Maharal that we like to quote. The Maharal in Parshas Vayetze. Maharal writes there, Yaakov Avinu sees the Malachim going up and down. Asks Rashi, going up and down? What do you mean up and down? It should be down and up. Malachim hang out in Shemayim, right? They don't, they're not usually on earth. So they should go down and then up. What do you mean up then down? So Rashi quotes, no, it's the Malachi Eretz Yisrael that were leaving him, and the Malachi Chutzlaris that were coming down. Right? Because he was on his way out to running away from Esav. Ask the Maharal and the Gerayeh at the end of the Parsha. Because at the end of the Parsha too, the Malachi Chutz La'aretz leave, and the Malach Eretz Yisrael come down. Ask the Maral, why are they leaving already? He's in Yerushalayim. He's in Beit El, wherever he is. He's not at the border yet. Why are the Malachim leaving? Right, they shall leave later, when he gets to the border. Why are they leaving when he has his dream? Answers the Maharal, because our spiritual state is not only tali on position, but on direction. It doesn't only go by where we are, but where we are headed to. If we are headed in a certain direction, says Ke'ilu, we're there already. If we're headed to Chutz La'aretz, we're already in Chutz La'aretz. The Malachim are already leaving. If we're headed to Eretz Yisrael, we're already there. Right? That's why the Malachim already leave before he gets to the border. Again, future direction impacting present status in a hashkafic. We use that to explain why Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that we scream out Baruch Shem at the beginning of Yom Kippur and we say it quietly Marv after. Right? After 25 hours in shul, we should scream out Baruch Shem. No, no, no. Where's our head? What are we thinking about? Beginning of Yom Kippur, we're thinking about Yom Kippur. 25 hours later, we're thinking about breaking the fast. Right? And that's why at the beginning of Yom Kippur, we scream it out, because what's our direction, not just what our position is. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, my kadosh ve'eno kadosh. So what is this middle status of kadosh ve'eno kadosh? Meaning, we had a machlokas Rebbe and a blazer Reb Shimon. Rebbe says that you need the shechita, but if you did the zrika shelo lishma, now it's kadosh ve'eno kadosh. So machlokas amoraim, what did Rebbe mean? Abaya Omar Kadosh Veno Gomor. Abaya says exactly as it sounds. It's only semi-kadosh. It's kadosh, but not completely kadosh. Rava Omar Kadosh Veno Nitar. No, Rava says Rebbe only requires Shechita. So it's kadosh fully. It's kadosh fully. Veno Nitar. And it is just not mutter to eat. Again, it's fully kadosh because all you require is shechita. Rav Blazer, Rav Shimon requires shechita and zrika, but Rebbe only requires shechita, so it is fully kadosh. For some reason, as we will see, you're not allowed to eat it. My binayu, what's the nafkamina between them? So we're going to go with the opposite pshat of what's written here, because Rashi goes through the girsa that we have and then says it is a shibush gomor. Rashi's lashon. Look at Rashi's in the fifth to last line in the Rashi. Shibush gomor. So we're gonna flip the girsa, which Rashi says is the one that is acceptable. My binayu, iki binayu, limitfes pidyono. The nafkamina between them is, and we'll translate it as Rashi translates it. Are you able to be poda it? Meaning, according to Abaya, it's only partially kadosh. It doesn't have full kedushas aguf, and therefore pidyon is still possible. According to Rava, it has full kedushas aguf, so therefore you cannot be poded anymore. That's the nafkamina. La Abaya, toughest pidyono, according to that girsa. According to Abaya, it is possible to be poded because it's not fully kadosh yet. La Rava, lo toughest pidyono. According to Rava, it's not possible because it has full kedushas aguf. Period. Bishlamala Rava, if that's true, according to Rava that says you cannot be poded it, I understand the nafkamina, the difference between Rebbe and Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon says that it's not kadosh, and that's why you can be podeit. According to Rebbe, you cannot be podeit, according to Rava. So I understand Rava's Rebbe and the nafkamina between Rebbe and Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Ela Abaya Ma'ika Bein Rebbe L'Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. But according to Abaya, even Rebbe holds it's not fully kadosh. So Rav Elazar Rav Shimon also says it's not kadosh. So what's the difference between them? Rebbe says it's partially kadosh. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon says it's totally not kadosh. So what's the nafkamina? Can it be nifsal biyotze? Only something that has some kedusha is nifsal if it goes out. So according to Rebbe, even though it only has partial kedusha, it is nifsal if it goes out. So that is why that's the nafkamina between them. Period. There are others the Achronim point out, but that's the one the Gemara mentions. Boy, Minei Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Minei Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Kivsei Atzeres, Sheshachton Lishman Vezarakdam Shalol Lishman, as the Machlokas that we're talking about. You have the Shechita Lishma and the Zrikas Adam Shalol Lishma. So what do we say? We had a Machlokas. Rabbi and Rav Shimon is the Lechem Niskadesh. So the question here is, Halechem, Oso Alechem O Bachila. Are you allowed to eat the bread? Are you allowed to eat that bread? So the Gemara says, Aliba Deman, well, who is this asking according to? E Aliba Dura Blaz Reb Shimon, who says the bread is totally not niskadesh, ha mazriki de bakacha. Therefore, it's for sure not allowed to eat. They're not, it's only, it was sanctified, kedushas damim, but that's it. So it's stuck. So for sure you can't eat it. And he alibah to Rebbe, bein la baye bein la rava, kadosh v'no nidaru. And even according to Rebbe, you can't eat it. Because even according to Rava, it has full kedusha, but you're not allowed to eat it. And therefore, so who is this question? Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, who asked this question, who is he asking according to? According to everybody so far that we've had, you shouldn't be able to eat it. So, Ela Aliba Dahaitana. It's like the following opinion in the Brisa, as we are about to have. The Shita Bukobetzes here asks opposite questions in Oz Dalin. First he asks, how is it possible to say it's usur? If the kfasim are mutter, for sure the bread should be mutter. And he gives an answer to that question. And then he asks the opposite question. How is it possible to say that it's a mutter to eat? Right? If the kfasim did not count as kifse atzeres because it was shlo lishma, for sure it should be like they were lost. So it's interesting that the Chita asks opposite questions. If it should for sure be usur, or it should for sure be mutter. Okay, either way, back to the Gemara. El aliba da haitana. But the question about what the status of the bread is, according to the following opinion. So we have two brises before we get to the actual explanation of the question. The shtei alechem that went out between shchita and zrika. And then you did the zrikas hadam with a machsheves pigol chutz lizmanon. So does that affect the bread that went out? And the havamina here right now is the breads are still outside. You did shchita properly, then you brought the bread outside, then you did a zrika with a machsheves pigol. So the bread is kind of nifsal already. So could a machsheves pigol affect bread that was already nifsal? That's the machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ein balecha mishum pigol. No, there's no pigol. Once it was already nifsal, it can't become pigol. Rabbi Akiva Omer, yesh balecha mishum pigol. Rabbi Akiva says yes. Why? Amar efsheshes, hani tanoi, karebi svirluhu, to amar shchita makacha. Both of these opinions hold that shchita is significant, but what's the machlokas? We've had this before. What's the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, whether a machsheves pigol will affect bread that went outside? Miu, Rabbi Eliezer l'tamei de Amar, ein zrika mo'elas liyotze. Zrika cannot affect something that already was nifsal outside. Rabbi Akiva l'tamei de Amar zrika mo'elas liyotze. Rabbi Akiva says no. Even if it already went out, right, the zrika can play a significant role, and therefore it can become pigol, even if it already went out. They both hold the shchita already created the kedusha, and now it went outside. And the question is, does the zrika have any effect? Where do we have this machlokas? It's on. We had this in a mishnah in Me'ila. A murei kashim kalam shiaslof nezrikas damim. If you have a murim, this is now totally a different sugya. But again, quoting the issue of zrika being mo'al yotzei, a murei kashim kalam that are supposed to be burned on the mizbeach. If they went out before Zrikas Hadam, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein Moel in Bohen, there's no Me'ila. That means the Zrika did not have its effect. The Zrika, by a Murim Kashav Kalam, is supposed to bring it towards Me'ila. Right? Because now, once you do the Zrika, now you burn it on the Mizbeach, so it's subject to Me'ila. But because the Zrika didn't have an effect, it's not subject to Me'ila. And it did not achieve full Kedusha, and therefore it's not subject to all of these psulim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, the opposite. The Zrika can still be effective in this case, even though it went out. That is all background. So we have a machlokas tanam about Zrika being moel, a zrika having an effect on something that already went out. It was sanctified, but then it went out of its confines that it's allowed in. So with all backgrounds, now the Gemara says, my. So now we get back to our original question. What's the original question we're trying to figure out? If you have a shchita lishma, then the bread went out. And then you have the zrika, shelo lishma, so can the bread be, or even, when, I'm sorry, without going out. Without going out, the regular case, right? The case, the original question was kifsi atzer sheshach lishma v'zork damesh lo lishma. Regular case, you did a shchita lishma, the zrika shelo lishma, or the breads? Can the breads be eaten? So the Gemara says we're asking according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who says a zrika for yotzei is effective. So now we're about to say maybe even a zrika shelo lishma could be effective. Once Rabbi Akiva says a zrika can be effective even in a problematic case, so too here too. That's the question. My midazrikas pigel kavala lechem bepigel biyotze kibasar, from the fact that zrikas pigel can have an effect on bread that went out, just like it affects the basar. So zrika shalolishmanami shayla lechem. Maybe the zrika shalolishman should also permit the bread. Maybe even although you have problems going on here in the case, maybe according to Rabbi Akiva, just like zrika, a zrika's pigel affects yotze, a zrika shalolishma should affect the bread. O dilma, or do we say no? L'chumra amrinan, l'kula lo amrinan. No. Rabbi Akiva's machmir to say it's pigel. He's not going to be makel to say he can eat the bread. L'chumra amrinan, l'kula lo amrinan. So that's the Gemara's question. Good. Even before we, let's just finish the whole flow and then we'll come back. Maskav la Rapapa. Rapapa says, one second. How can you compare that? You think that's really a case of Zrika Moelis Liotze? Umi Maidechi Isnu Avroi Pligi? Question comma. How do we know? Rav Papa asks on this whole suggestion. How do we know that the case of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer is talking about where the bread is still outside? And the issue is whether the Zrika is Moel for Yotze. Dilma Bid Isnu Avroi to Kuli Amalo Pligi Dein Zrika Moelis Liotze. Maybe even Rabbi Akiva would agree that if the bread is still outside, it has no effect. Because Zrika doesn't affect Yotze if it's still Yotze. The only question is if it was Yotze and then it was brought back in. Ubahadur Ailinu Pligi. The only issue is where it's brought inside again. The Rebbe Eliezer, Savala Karebi. Rebbe Eliezer holds like Rebbe, De Amar Shchita Makatsha. The Ifslul Biyotze. Rebbe Eliezer holds like Rebbe, that what? That just the Shchita is Makadishit. So here, it was Niskadesh, then it went outside, so it's done! It's puzzle! That's why Pigol can't affect it. It's fully Niskadesh, and then it was Nifsal Biyotze. Rebbe Akiva, Karabaz Reb Shimon. And Rebbe Akiva, you know why Rebbe Akiva says it still has an effect? Because when you brought it out, then brought it back in, he was like, Rav Shimon, it didn't have full kedusha yet. Tamar shchita lo mikdusha, v'lo mifsla biyotze. It wasn't nifsal biyotze, so when you brought it back in, it's like starting again. It didn't have full effect, so don't bring me out. They're not arguing within, you know, whether it's still outside. It was brought back in. So it's not a good model for our question. So Gemara says, wait a minute, Taimai, could you really say that? Could you really say that the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer is exactly the machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon? Haimai, wait a minute. E Amrit Bishlama Rabbi Akiva Karebi Svirale. If you say that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi, like we originally thought, the Amar Shchita Makachaluhu, that Shchita is Makadishit, then Hainu to Amar Rabbi Akiva, the Kachilu Bishchita, that's Rabbi Akiva Svara. It was this Kadesh Bishchita, it went outside, Fiasya Zrika, Kavalu Bavigal. And therefore, once it was this Kadesh, then Zrika could affect it with its pigle. But if you're saying, like we were suggesting now, that Rabbi Akiva holds like a Lazar Reb Shimon, de Amar Zvicha lo Mikdasha, you're telling me that he holds like a Lazar Reb Shimon, who holds you need the Shechita and the Zrika to sanctify. Here you did the Shechita, it went outside, it came back in, and now you're saying the Zrika? What Zrika are we talking about? We're talking about a Zrika's Pigle. Is it Shaykh? Is it possible to say that a Zrika's Pigle is going to sanctify the bread? Pigol, Zrika, Spigol, me, Makacha? You can't say that a Zrika, Spigol is going to add sanctity. V'yamarav Gidol Amarav, Zrika, Spigol, Einam Evi'a Lidei Me'ila, Ve'einam Otsi'a Midei Me'ila. Right? Zrika, Spigol doesn't create any sanctity. Right? It can create Pigol once you have something that's already sanctified. Einam Evi'a Lidei Me'ila, Be'imuri Kachem Kalim, as we said up above. Ve'einam Otsi'a Midei Me'ila, Be'basar Kachem Kachem, which is supposed to be Yotze Midei Me'ila by a proper Zrika. Right? So says Rav Gidol Amarav, if you have a problematic Zrika, like a Zrika's Pigol, there is no way that that's going to help be Mekadesh, something that you're going to try to finish the sanctification of. So it's impossible to say that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Says the Gemara, last line, is that really true what Rav Gidol Amarav says? Vilavi Tosev, Rav Gidol Amarav! Exclamation point. End of the sugya. But don't we know from elsewhere, Gemara Mesechus Me'ila, Daf Gimel, don't we know that this Shita, without getting into how, this Shita was already rejected, Rav Gidol Amarav. And it's possible to have a Zrika's Pigol that imbues with sanctity. So therefore, it says the Gemara, there is no Kasha, and therefore it's possible that Rabbi Akiva is the shita that says it's mata the bread, but it's also possible that it's not, because maybe they're arguing about a case where the bread came back in. We end up without a maskana, meaning la maskana, is this a good raya or not? Unclear, meaning it doesn't have to be, and therefore it's still unclear. The original question of Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, it's unclear who he asked that question according to, because maybe it was Rabbi Akiva, and maybe it wasn't Rabbi Akiva, because it's not exactly a parallel case. The Isra of Mi'ila, right, we're talking a lot here about Mi'ila, it's very unique in that if you look in the Rambam, right, if we know there's an Isra of Mi'ila of benefiting illegally from the Beis HaMikdash. So we would think that if you open up a Rambam, if you open up a Chinuch, you open up a Torah, it would say somewhere, don't be Moel from the Beis HaMikdash. In Isra of Mi'ila. We would think that, but it does not say that anywhere in the Torah. It doesn't say, do not benefit illegally from the Beis HaMikdash. And if you look in the Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchos Mi'ila, the Rambam says there are three mitzvahs in Hilchos Mi'ila. One Aseh and two Los Aseh's. What are the two Los Aseh's? So what are we waiting for? Benefiting. No. Isra of Giza Vavoda. Right? We know, which applies to many karbanas. Specifically, the Isra of shearing and working kachim, even psuli amukdashim. There's an Isra of Giza Vavoda. What about the Isra of doing any other benefit? It's not counted in Sefer HaMitzvos. Right? The Aseh is to pay, right? Bring a karban, Asham Ilos, and pay Keren Chomesh and Asham. Fine. But it's not counted. The first halakha of the Rambam in Hilchos Mi'ila, he says it. Aser lehedyo lehonos bikachi Hashem. It's an aser for a hedyo to get benefit from the base kachi Hashem. Bein midvar makrevim algabei mizbeach, bein mikachi betekabayis. Whether it's kedusha guf or kedusha mizbeach. V'chol anena b'shavet pruta bikachi Hashem mal. And if I benefit, I violate. I am ma'al. I am ma'al. I get some type of an avera. But, and I have to bring a carbon v'chulu. But it does not say anywhere, right, there's no source for an iser. And that's Sarach Ian. Again, we'll have to talk about that when we get up to Mesechas Mi'ila. But there's no Beferish Pasuk. There's no Beferish. It's not in Sefer HaMitzvos. Even in Sefer HaMitzvos, when the Rambam in Mitzvah Kuf Yeches counts the Tashlumin for Mi'ila, it's included in Tashlumin for eating Truma. It's not even unique for the Tashlumin of Mi'ila. Again, that's a big discussion, just to note that it's not Mefurish anywhere, the Isser of Mi'ila. The question Achronim ask, or the Hakira that the Achronim bring up, is how much is Mi'ila in Isser unique to Kachim, like Hana'ah from the Beis HaMikdash, or is it more connected to Gezel Hektish? Most assume it's the latter. Reb Elchanan and Reb Chaim and others and Reb Yosef Engel all assume that Reb Yosef Engel brings rayas to both sides. But the other two say that there are rayas that it's Gezel Hektish. We don't have time to go into all of the rayas right now, but there are rayas that it's Gezel Hektish. Well, just one in the sugi in Baba Kama of Zen and of Zelo Chaser, in that sugi trying to prove they bring Mi'ila as one of the rayas for one way or the other. What does Mi'ila have to do with Zen and of Zelo Chaser? Ben Adam L'Chavero, right? An issue of rentals. So, if it's a monetary issue of Gezel, so it's a special type of Gezel, it's Gezel Hektish, but if it's a Gezel, then at least there's a possibility to compare the cases. Again, there's a lot more there, but let's continue. Says the Gemara, Boi minei Reb Yirmiyah Meirab Zera, Kivsei Atzeres, Sheshachtan Lishman, Va'avad Alechem. So, connected to what we were just talking about. Kivsei Atzeres, that were Shechta Lishma, and then the bread was lost. So the shechita, you had everything perfectly, but then the bread was lost. Maushi yizrok daman shelo lishman lahatir baser ba'achila. Find the bread is lost, and there's going to be a problem if you shech these lishma. But maybe can I be zorik the dam shelo lishma? So then shelo lishma, it won't count as the kivsei atzeres. But maybe it'll be good enough to allow me to eat the meat when I'm going to have to throw the meat out. So at least let me, ironically, be zorg the dam shalol lishma. So Amar Lei says Reb Zera, Yesh lecha davar she'ino kasher lishma v'kasher shalol lishma? Is there ever anything that is not kosher if you would do it lishma, but it is kosher if you do it shalol lishma? Is there a model for that? The Gemara says, V'lo, what do you mean? It's not true. V'rei Pesach kodem chatzos. What about Pesach, Erev Pesach morning? De'eino kasher lishma. If I shech the carbon Pesach in the morning, right, of the Erev Pesach, lishmo, it's not kosher. It's not the time yet. It's not ben arba'im. V'kosher shlo lishmo. But if I did it l'shem shlamim, it will be okay. So we have a model. So I said, no, haki kamina, this is my surprise. Yesh lecha davar shenir'eh lishmo. Is there anything that used to be kosher if it was done lishmo? V'nidche mi lishmo. And now has been pushed aside from doing it lishmo. V'eino kosher lishmo. V'kosher shlo lishmo. Is that possible? So the Gemara again says, "Velo, what do you mean? I have a precedent. Vari Pesach achar zmano. What about Pesach, the week after Pesach? Bishar yemos hashana. Right? That also. It used to be good, but now it's no good anymore, and it only can be kosher lishmo." So the Gemara again clarifies its wonderment. Hachi kamina yesh l'chadavar shenira lishmo v'nishcha lishmo. That's what's added in this stage. V'nidche mi lishmo v'eino kosher lishmo v'kosher shelo lishmo. Do you ever have something like that? The Gemara says, well, yeah, v'lo v'hari toda. What about a carbon toda? Carbon toda, right, if it is brought, right, Rashi quotes, as we had earlier, once the, if after it was shechted, the bread falls apart, hadam yizarek l'shem shlamim. Remember, Rashi said that, l'shem shlamim. So what about that? So the Gemara answers, no, that's also not a good precedent. Shiny toda d'rachmana kaya shlamim. Toda is different because it kind of is even a shlamim originally. That's not called shalo lishmo by shlamim. So the answer to the question is just that we have no precedent. You know, you can't say that you're going to be zorek et shalo lishmo, even though it's going to save some meat. Remember also, just to end with the idea about once we're talking about Pesach, on Erev Pesach, remember that was really a machlokas tanoim. Carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. Is that totally not the zman of the Pesach? That's the machlokes in Zvachim on Dav Yud Aleph Amebeis. That was the machlokes between Ben Beseira and Rabbi Yoshua. Pesach Sheshachto Shachris Barbazar Shalol Lishmo. Remember, if you shachta Pesach Shalol Lishmo on the morning on Erev Pesach, Rabbi Yoshua Machshir Kilu Nishchat Beshlosha Asar. Rabbi Yeshua says it's like shachting it yesterday, right? And therefore, it's totally Shalol Lishmo. It's not the time for the Pesach yet. Ben Beseira, we pass like Ben Beseira, Ben Beseira Posel. It's good enough to be considered Zmano, to passel it, but it's not considered Bizmano in order to kasher the Karban Pesach. Kilu Nishcha Ben Arabayim. And that's the fascinating sheet of the Ben Beseira, part of the larger sugya of sometimes you could have a Chefzah Shal Mitzvah that exists even before the Zman of the Kiyama Mitzvah is there. Right? A Lulav, a shofar, might have the status of a Lulav and a shofar right when the Yamim Tovim start, even though I can't actually blow the shofar or shake the Lulav until the next morning. But again, the status of an item, the Chefza Shal Mitzvah, might happen even before. And just one final source, that's the Rav Soloveitchik quote of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Related to that, the Gemara says, Mehera Mashiach of Hashem will come. When we go back, when all of Klal Yisrael come back to Eretz Yisrael, there will be three mitzvahs to do. Three mitzvahs to do when we go back. And the Gemara says, what mitzvahs? To appoint a king, to destroy Amalek, and to build a Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, in that order, it has to be done. So ask the Rav Soloveitchik, if it's in that order, so why does it say there are three mitzvahs when we come back in to the base to Eretz Yisrael? Right? It's one mitzvah. When must we do the first one? Then we'll do the second one. What do you mean three? The answer is no. There can be a conceptual idea of the mitzvah even before the actual time of fulfilling the mitzvah. Right? Just like he uses this to explain the Rambam. There's one mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The Ramban says, no, there should be two mitzvahs of Kriya Shema. No, the Ramban says there's one mitzvah of Kriya Shema, there's one mitzvah of Karban Tamid, there's one mitzvah of Ketores, right? So what do you mean? There should be two because the times are different. No, it could be when the day starts, there are two mitzvahs of Kriya Shema, just only one can be performed now, and one is performed later. But it's still conceptually one mitzvah, and both of them are chal at the beginning of the day. Just like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and just like here, when we're talking about Karban Pesach, Machlokes Tanoim, in Zvachim, Daf Yud Aleph, whether the Pesach Zman is only at Chatzos, or maybe even a little bit before. Okay, we'll stop here by Tana Rabbanan. It could be that the next couple of days will be put up from the last cycle. I'm not sure about tomorrow, but either way, we will stop here.